was there on the barrack square, who hurt the Lalaster McDougall. All was spick and span, a soldier and a man, answering the call of every bugle. My buttons shone like diamonds and my rifle nice and clean. I always had a tidy haversack. And believe me when I say I'd be on parade today if it wasn't for rheumatics in my back. But oh man, it was fine to be a soldier of the line, marching while the band was playing Auld Lang Syne. Over 1,000 strong, marching along, each Highland landy singing an old Scotch song. And all the kilts were swinging left and right. Every boy was thinking of the girl he'd meet tonight. And when the sergeant wasn't looking, we winked the other eye at all the bonny lassies that were passing by.
Of course, mind you, I'm not in the army now, you know. I'm getting too old and too fat for that kind of thing now. But when I saw my old regiment, the Cameron Highlanders, marching off to the Waverley Station at Edinburgh this morning to go overseas again, I couldn't help it. I had to put on my old uniform, and here it is. When I walked into the kitchen, my wife didn't know me. She did not know me. She looked at me, she says, "Willie, you take me back 30 years. I thought to myself, by heavens, I wish I could. You wouldn't be back here again at all. Oh, but it was great to see them marching off today, and I'm going to tell you people something. We Scotch boys mean it this time. I'm telling you, when these people interfere with our national food, we're going to fight to the last man. 14 and somethings a bottle is no joke." But I'll never forget when I joined up during the last war. I went up to the recruiting officer. He says, "Well, what do you want?" You know, the nice, kind way they receive you. I said, "I want to join up, sir." He says, "Oh, what are you to trade?" I said, "I'm a plumber." "Oh," he says, "you're a plumber, are you? Well, come down to the workshop." He says, "Mend this joint." So I mended the joint. He marked my papers, "Joint well done." So they sent me out to France as an army cook. After the first meal, I was promoted to the trenches. And what a time I had there. And what a lot of grumbling fellas the enemy were at that time. I remember one morning at daybreak, I had 4 of them on the end of my bayonet, and the 5th fella grumbling because he kept dropping off all the time. But I hadn't been there 2 years before I decided to work my ticket. In other words, swing the lead. So I went to see the army doctor. He said,
"Well, what's the matter with you?"
Understanding sort of fella, you know.
"What's the matter with you?"
I said, "I've got a pain in my abdomen, sir."
He said, "You've got a what?"
I said, "A pain in my abdomen."
"Blah."
He says, "Nonsense. Only officers have abdomens. You've got a pain in the stomach."
And left and right, and every boy was thinking of the girl he'd meet tonight. And when the sergeant was kneeling, we winked the other eye at all the bonny lasses that were passing by.
Goodbye, boys. Good luck. Lads. Cameron Highland.